ใจ
Commotion should doubtless be shown any part of the show which is doubtless associated. And she speaks already over here and conveys that by her face, her hands, her arms, slowly in the meaning of the place, it is the depth to go up to her. And similarly, the shrewd says also by her legs. Until the mokum, which is called the knee, in a place where the derech is to go yachad, will be mutter to read Krishna connected it, since people are rogel in it. Kim shirogel and anybody they hear it. Of the mokum, he says, in a place where the derech is to cover it, then the shir will be a tefach like the rest of the goof of the isha. But above the elbow, or above the knee, then even in a place with a rogel to go like that uncovered, it's still awesome. That's a mishru rice. Okay. In the galashom shetevach v'chein tzaris, there are shittas that hold that it could be the shetevach is only by his own wife. But by someone else's, in front of someone else's wife, it's even less than a tefach. And there's no chilek whether she's single or married. So it's good for Isha Kobang Shadag Nishas in Zgala Shem Shir Tevach, Chayin Cyrus Shalisha, Nesua, the hero of a married lady, Shadag Lechasayisim, Shadarach is for her to cover them. Is gala kitzas man choshem kama erev aliyavish. So this is a dig already in the mechaber. That could be by here. There's no shear of tefach. It's even kitzas. Less than tefach may also be considered erva. Ve'echelik bein shehi ishto yaisha cheres avu gavi isha lechashivi kama erva. Okay, we'll see the differences. Then it goes into kol zem and ve'isha. חושב גם כן כמו ערבה, מקומו משעסת חג, ששמי אנוש ומזמרס בי אף של הלום חויס, לא יסבט בשום זה מקריש ומציל ותפיל ותאירו, ויס אמץ, ששטרנטן המסוף בחב עם כל לבוא ולהקדוש ששהוא עסק בו, לא ייתן לב עליו. So now, in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he brings down in Simon Ayin Gimel. Simon Ayin Gimel is talking about two people lying in bed, and they're undressed. Under cover, and then it comes time for Krishma. So the Shulchan Aruch, I'm reading you, the Shulchan Aruch Rav over here, he gives it again. He says, starts off, Kosev Batar v'shavzer v'chsiso ki yashav kech v'sav kerov ma'achanech v'ayim ma'achanech kosh v'lo yibuchar v'zdav. Fine. Kan lamdu chachamim shebuchom om shashem alakir v'salach imanu. Anywhere Hakadosh Baruch Hu is being misalik with us, the Hainu, like we explained, when we're being oisik in Krishma and Tefillah or Divrei Torah, Tzachli is a machna kadosh. What makes a machna kadosh? Two things: Shlo Yitei Tzoyim Gulasham, and number two, Vishlo Yira Hashem Banu Ervas Dava. The Hainu Shlo Yira Dvar Erva Keneged Panav Shel Adam Hakayrei O Misfalik Mleina. That there shouldn't be in front of him. Ervas dava, pnei she ikir machneil she adam kreget panim. The ikir machne of a person is what's in front of him. The tzach she yemachne ze kadosh shle yirba Hashem ervas dava. This is zehu min atayr. If someone does say a dava shem kedusha when there's an erv in front of him, it's isatayr. Now, v'achachamim aysifu. So until now we're talking about erva, the erva mamsh, the erva itself. V'chomim ha'isifu, however the chomim added, sh'amekoyim is asher Hashem sheichin b'hem, v'kirbeinu, the parts where Hashem is sheichin within us, sh'hem roi she'v'livay shel adam, ha'koyer v'spal tzach gam ken sh'layu roi m'se erba, d'haynu, sh'layu ima erba tachas m'chse echob li'hefsi v'atit v'nei. Chazal added that the roish and the leiv of a person was reading Krishma, then davening also, shle yiroyim as a erva, dain shle yiroyim as a erva, that's because the erva should be under one cup without anything being chaitzed between them. Okay, he goes on. He says, Fichach. I'm sorry, you're leaning for the wrong side. I knew something, it wasn't getting to the point. Sorry, back up. Ayin Gimel. I was reading from Ayin Dalet. Simon Ayin Gimel. So he says over here like this. He says, Shnayim Shem Yishenim Arunim. We'll get back to that. Halach in Ayin Dalet. We'll get back to that. Next step in Kitzur. Over here he says like this. He says, Shnayim Shem Yishenim Arunim. Two people that are sleeping naked. Umeschasim Betalas Echot. Ubasa Shnayim Noigim Zeh Bezeh. So they're totally covered, but their bust is touching each other. La yikar krishma el kain hois the talis mafsek is benim. Unless there's a talis between them. Mimasneim from their thighs ulamata. Why? Listen to this. Mipresha nigias besara mimasneim ulamata. Because the contact between their bussa from their thighs downwards, mivio isoili dehiru bishas kriyasi. Or bring them to hero b'shas de kriya, va'asim yishum v'leirah b'chayev as dava. But right, so he's saying already one yisoid over here. He's saying the yisoid is what's asking the kriyishma is not that which there's an erva over here uncovered because it's covered. But what's asking kriyishma is because they're in a matziv that could bring to hero, and that's a chesaron in v'leirah b'chayev as dava. ואף על פי שאין הקוסם מדבר בערבוסי ממש, כשהיא מגולה ונירס, even though the pasuk is talking about לא יראה בכל ערב is double when the ערב is open and seen, מכל מוקוי, מדברי סייפרים, מדרבנה, ושאו שהשם, שהשם הלקח ומסלח בקרב מרחניך, תהיינו, כשאו יסים קרישם ומסלם תם צריך, כמו שזבא יסים רעדל, כל דבר, שמייבי לידי הירור, Nikra erva. Anything which could bring to error is called the erva. K'moisha amru tefach b'isha erva. So what's he saying over here? He's saying that the yisoid is going to be this yisoid to the isidar banner of what they were moisif to this din erva. What did they give a din erva? Is dafka something which could bring to erva? It's not shad. It's because something they could bring to hearer, I meant. Bring to hearer. So that's what they asked. If you take a look at Rav Moshe over here in Chelik Dalet, or Chaim Chelik Dalet, Sim Tezvav, so he has a tshuva over here by reading Krishma opposite the hearer of a Goyish lady, or hearing a Goyish lady sing. So he also, he goes through with the same Yisoid in the first piece over here. He talks about, he says, whether you let her read Krishma from a Goyish lady when her body is covered karoi, but her hair is uncovered, says Tali. If the reason is because maybe it'll come to hear her, so yesh lesa, afshi mutar is leil of masaris mekulis. Because not one of the seven mitzvahs of the noyach, maybe it could bring to hear her. And he goes on, being mechalik, maybe it's done to psulais. But Al-Kabonim gets the point where he says over here, he says, ulefize, ina tam deis alikras krishma umishumhe, hear of shas krishma. We're not answering you to read Krishma after these parts of the body because there's an issa to be maharer b'shas Krishma. The hero also b'chal yom, because the issa hero of another lady is also all day. So not because we're telling you don't read Krishma negative erva because you're going to be maharer. Because being maharer is us all day. Ochshray ish b'le kavonis taiva b'chashim lehira. And when he sees the issue without kavanah for taiva, so we're not worried for here. Ochshem stakol kavanah taiva, also the stakol fiyubim kodesh. Some a gulin said it's a hearer. Kiferish b'gemara. Rav Sheshet comes stakol באצבע קטנה של אישה, כי נסתכל במקום מטורפה. נסתכל איבן על את, והוא דווקא כשנסכם לנס. ואין זה עניין לעצב קרישמה. This is all besides קרישמה. This is a hero on another issue is all besides קרישמה. Right? ובאיש לי הוא מוטל לסתכל בה, אפילו להנס מיופיה, אפילו מנידוסה. ומקרים זה גלויים, ואין חושן לירו. אז הוא יכול שאיר, הוא עשי אימן על יום וייף, ובימי תרוסה, ובימי תרוסה. שאיסה הירו, אין איסה מצד עצמי. אבל כדי שלא יבוא לידי תומה, וזה שאני גם הרבה יש לי פעי, goes on, says, says, so came because of hero. Elamai, the iso is, אלא צריך לומר את בשביל שבראי אז בשא אישה ממקום זה מחוסים שייך שיובי לידי הירו נחשב זה ערב. So פשוט is because since these parts of the body is שייך to come to הירו, therefore they consider it ערב. ונגד ערב, העושה לקרס קרישמה, אף לא לשייך שיובי לידי הירו. Even if you're also in the קרישמה right now, you're not going to come to the הירו, but once they gave it a din erva, now it's also three krishma. Absolutely, krodav lo yiro b'cho erva as dova. V'chein also likro is afilu shlei b'mischav n'stakol. Afilu can I give b'sar yishtoy. B'sar yishtoy. Fine. So that's the yisoyin over here that will be magdi. Now, once there is an erva in front of a person, so now there's an issa diber to speak in Dvar Hashem B'kedusha, but hearer is muta. Hearer is muta. How about if, let's say, you want to be Yotza, a bracha, and someone's making a bracha, and you're in front of Erva, he's not, so you want to answer Amen? The Shmur says also, you know, let's say Amen. Right in Kedusha Torah when you opposite Erva, so the Isha Abraham Yibucha, actually in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, wants to ask her. Could be this will have to do with Hilchas Berachas Torah, if you're allowed to write the Torah before you make Berachas Torah or not. Now, there's two Isurim over here. One Isur is that not to say Adav Sheba Kedusha when you're seeing Adav Sheba Erva. When you see Adav, when you're looking, when you're seeing Adav Sheba Erva, not to say Adav Sheba Kedusha. Then there's a second thing which they dash up on the Pasuk, that it shouldn't be seen to you. I mean, if you're not seeing it, but if it could be seen to you, then you should not say Adav Sheba Kedusha. I'll give you two nafkamins. One nafkamin is, let's say the Erva is in different shows. Right, let's say you're in a mikveh and you're in the outer room where everyone's dressed by the paint. You can see right into the room where people are undressed. So the erva is in a different shush. But inside the first din, since you can see the erva, you can't say Adav Sheba Kedusha. Let's say you're traveling in a car and you're in the car, but you stopped at a red light and there are women that are not dressed properly walking in front. So then it could be seen. You see it. You see the Adav Sheba erva. Now by erva mamish, and the erva is in your rishos. We're talking about the erva itself, and then the same rishos. So then atzimus at night won't help. Closing your eyes won't help. Even if it's at night, it won't help. But why? Because it's the second halacha. Because the second halacha, because it could be seen to you, could be seen. There should be shleim near halacha. Even though you can't see it because it's dark or because your eyes are closed, that can help. If it's in a different shush, then already it may help. It seems that I may help over there by Erva Mamish. According to Mishnah Berurah and the Chayei Adam, whether it seems that I can help or not, it's always going to be totally if it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan. Therefore, according to Mishnah Berurah, Erva Mamish, which is the Raisa, that seems that I won't help. And you have to turn your whole body, as we saw last week. But Cyrus Isha, which is Vadei Drabanan, not saying Krishna from Cyrus Isha, Vadei Drabanan, Dechad Simsa, and I will help point the Mishnah Berurah. The Kaimis of Chusis of Isha is Machleik, so is the Rice Drabanan, therefore it will be a question whether Simsa and I will help or not. The Makam and Tachak, you could be Semech, and not Simsa and I would help.
Let's say different shows, the same shows.
That's in the same mishas. Okay, that's even the same mishas. Fine. What did you say? Okay, we're gonna stop here.
Even the mishas.